question was asked,
what does the Torah tell us about the people of the Far East? What reference do we find? So firstly, an important source about this is the Kuzari, which I don't have in front of me right now. The Kuzari discusses why the Torah and in general we don't find much reference. I don't remember exactly where it is. I can't find it right now. There is a Medrash which people want to say refers to the people of the Far East. I don't know if it's correct or not, but we'll quote it. It says, "V'livnei ha-pilagshim asher la'Avraham," and to the sons of the Pilagshim, the other women who Avram had as like partners, they weren't really his wives. Natan Avram matanot, Avram gave these sons gifts. Vayishalchem me'al Yitzchak bino, and he sent them from upon Yitzchak his sons. Kedma le'etz kedem, he sent them to the east, to the land of the east. He sent them when he was still alive. He sent them away with their gifts. What gifts did he give them? So the Medrash says, Limdam le'ashbi al ha'shedim. He taught them how to bind the demons using all kinds of secret strengths or secret names. He gave them some kind of spiritual power and sent them away. And they had this tradition of how to use this spiritual negative power, if you want to call it that. So he gave them that power and sent them to the east. Some want to say these are they. There's another Medrash that's quoted at the end or the addendums to Maseches Sofrim. And it is these addendums to Maseches Sofrim are quoted in the Machzor Vitri. Rav Simcha Mivitri, Rashi's student, quotes them. In that Medrash, let's see if I can find it. That Medrash says something different about them.
Let's see. Is that online software you can look up?
This is the Bar Ilan CD.
Does that Kuzari?
What?
Does that Kuzari?
It has the Kuzari in it, but I don't remember where it is in the Kuzari.
Could you have a search parameter?
I could, but I don't know which words to search. I think he says Choshech, I can look it up. Where is it? I'm not finding it. Give me 1 second. Here we go. The Medrash says like this. The verse discusses Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anakim, the man who is big among giants. Who is this man? This was Avram Avinu, who was bigger than giants. His height was as though you'd take 74 people and stand them up one against the top of the other. This Medrash holds that Avram was a giant. Not a well-known Medrash. And he'd eat and drink like 74 people would eat and drink. He'd consume a lot. That gives us a little bit of a better understanding how he takes on 4 kings and wins. I mean, he was such a giant. And that was his strength also. He took the 17 sons of Keturah and built them a metal city. He built them a metal city and put them in there. And the sun never shines into that metal city because he built tall walls around it. And he gave them a package of good stones. And those stones will be used in the time to come when Hashem will remove the sun and the moon. As the verse states, the sun and the moon will be shamed. So what will we use for light? Those stones that Avram gave the sons of Keturah. Okay, that's what the Medrash says. How are we to understand such a medrash? Say, if there's someone who knows how to explain medrashim. But maybe, if we want to glean a little bit from what the Rambam reveals to us as to how we're supposed to understand the verses that say that the sun and the moon will be removed, maybe the medrash means that there are certain forms of wisdom that the sun and the moon gave us, or forms of healing, as the medrash says, that until Avram came along, the sun would heal, and then God gave the healing power to Avram, and it was a necklace around his throat, and that was, he had some way of healing. And maybe the medrash is referring to those wisdoms, that the sun, we say, gives a certain wisdom. We say, Yom leYom yabia omer, velayla leLayla yichavedat, in omer ven dvarim, the verse in Tehillim says, that we're supposed to learn something from looking at the sun rise and set every day. The sun doesn't talk, but it is supposed to teach us something. So maybe the medrash is referring to the sun and the moon as being teachers, and there's a certain element of wisdom which earlier generations were able to derive from looking at astronomy, and our generation or later generations have to go to Keturah suns, or there'll be a generation where people won't derive it from astronomy, but they'll go out there to get that wisdom. Maybe that's one possible understanding. There is very little said about them. That needs discussion. Why? But this is some of what's said about them.